to give and to give again, just like God gives. We are invited to give enough for people's needs, just like God gives. We are invited to give with much joy, just like God's joy in giving to us. Oh God, great giving, generous God, help us to give with our hearts and our hands open. Help us to tithe with our time, our talents, and our treasure. And in so doing, give out of our abundance and be good stewards. Hope for the future. A promise from God. So those words, as I was thinking about them, and as we've been thinking about them throughout this time of September in stewardship thinking. And when I first met with Steve and began to talk about this, I suggested, I gave him this book called Inspiring Generosity. And I said, look at this, read it, see what you think. And there's different ways that we can talk about stewardship. Well, I had in my head the whole time, because that's my job as being your spiritual leader, being the pastor, that we need to move away from words like pledges and more words like faith promise. In this book of Inspiring Generosity, there is a plan kind of that's called faith promise, making a faith promise. Because literally what we're doing is we are giving to God what God has given to us. We are being inspired to God. It's between God and you what you give. It's not between me and you. It's not between anybody who counts the money. It's not between anybody but you and God what you give and share and live out God's being. I can't make you give. I can't even make you come to worship, nor do I want to. That's between you and God. Yes, I can challenge you, which is what I have been trying to do. I can challenge each one of us to be God's faithful servants, to be God's faithful disciples. Giving out of our abundance, our faith promise to God. Growing up, one of the things that I learned, and I don't know that I've taught this as well to my children as my parents taught it to me, maybe because we're different people, maybe because it's a different time, I don't know, but one of the things that my parents taught me was the first thing that I did with any kind of money that I got was 10% of it right off the top went to God, went to church. Then some more of it went into the bank, and then whatever was left, I could use to buy something that I wanted. But the first thing we did with any kind of birthday money, with any kind of gift money, with any kind of money that we earned was to give at least 10% of that to God, to the church. Now, if my parents didn't teach that to me, my grandparents did. I can remember sitting at the table when I was a young child, getting ready to go to worship with Grandma and Grandpa. And Grandpa was writing the check out to church. Now, he was a farmer, and there were many other things that they needed in their lives because it was a time when farming wasn't the easiest to be in. But it didn't matter. Grandpa wrote that check out to the church, 10% what he had faith promised to God. Didn't matter if there wasn't enough food for money for food or extras. It was about giving to God. And when I learned, when you gave to God at first, there was always extras. There was always enough to go around. I think we get out of the habit of giving to God first. I think we've gotten out of the habit because in the world in which we live, in this culture in which we live, consumerism, we want. And it's okay to want. There's things that I want. But I also know that when I give to God first, there's always more than enough to go around. So as we gather today, I want you to think about your faith. I want you to think about your God. I want you to think about what God is challenging you to do, to be. Grace has come up with core values, and we've come up with a mission statement that we're beginning to work at. The core values: welcoming community, faith, leadership, love, fun, joy. And then if you look today in your bulletin, I put in what we've been working at and that council passed, of what our mission statement should be. Experiencing God's grace, seeking God's mission, sharing God's love. You see, when we put God first, and that includes in giving to God, there's more than enough to go around of our time, of our talents, of our money. Faith promise. Let's move away from pledge and let's talk about faith promise. What do you promise to God? What do you promise to God? I know that my promise to God is 10% of what I make. Now, sometimes that's really difficult. Because as I mentioned last year, I took a pay cut, $8,000 pay cut to come here. But that doesn't mean that I stopped in giving to God. I still give to God what I was giving to God before I came here. So, faith promise. There's always enough to go around. What is your promise to God? Nobody else can tell you. You have to decide that between you and God and your spouse or your partner or your family, how you're going to do that. But it's between you and God. It's not between you and me. It's not between you and anybody else. It's between you and God. Only God knows. And God knows everything. So open yourselves up. Be about praying to God. Think about this. When we make our faith promise, a promise to God to return to something of the bounty that we have received from God, the meaning of the faith promise may not yet be clear to you. Let me try to help you to understand some of the basic things about it. If your faith promise is a real sacrifice for you, it shows clearly that you understand the cross of Christ. If it is a if it is in proportion to your income, it will be meaningful to you. If it is sacrificial and substantial, it will transform your life. If it is more than you had planned to give, it is evidence of faith at work in our hearts. If it is given with no thought of self, it will be returned to you 100-fold. If it is given with regret that it could not be more, it is your link with the saints of history. If it is made as a humble offering to God, it is one of your greatest forms of worship. And if it is made utterly dependent upon your faith in the promises of God, you will never be disappointed. So these questions I offer to you as we move into a time of prayer and discernment. once we've spent some time in prayer and you filled out your cards, remember there's one that has your name and one that has numbers, and you can write whatever number you want on there. You don't have to circle one. You can pick whatever number you want, remembering that OCWM needs to be written on there for what you're going to give. Once we've thought about that and been at silence with God for a while, Steve McCandlish will be the first one, and he'll come forward and place them, and he'll be up here, and then move to the round so we can move into communion once you've brought your promise forward. Now, if you are unable to bring it forward, and that's okay, raise your hand, and Claire and Owen will be helping to bring forward, so that if you can't do that, and we'll help you move for communion as well. Now, I'm hoping that choir, that those of you who can come down, you can come down. Claire will run upstairs, so if you have some that you'd like to bring down, especially as we move into communion as well. If you could join us, those of you who are able, it would be wonderful. So here are some questions. Does the amount I intend to give to God indicate that I am genuinely committed to Christ and to his work in the world? Does the amount make me feel that I am doing the right thing? Am I promising to God? Is it stretching me in my faith? Remember, how much you give is not primarily a matter of obligation. It's not what you ought to give. It's a matter of opportunity. How fully you want to respond to Christ's invitation to give generously so that God's love can be shared through the grace of God. Let's be at a time of discernment and thinking and praying to your faith promise to God.